It's a Monday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills just enjoyed their bye week, so we don't have a weekend game to look at. So why don't we look at the Bills season to date?
Sounds like a plan. First, have to say, still feels weird to talk about sports. Been a draining week, to say the least. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't still processing of what to make of the election, how to get involved, and going forward, as I'm sure many of us are. So for a few moments, let's look to a distraction that
we
is
could use it
for. You aren't kidding, Jay. That is the 4-5 Buffalo Bills as they head into their break. Let's take a look at the good and the not so good for the Bills, since I can use some optimism. Let's look no further than LeSean McCoy. He's fifth in the league in rushing, on pace for more than 1,500 all-purpose yards. And as they say, he's just fun to watch. You know, when he's on his game, he's absolutely electric. In addition to McCoy, the Bills defense has league leaders in both sacks and tackles. And these guys are feel-good stories, to say the least. Lorenzo Alexander, who's old by NFL standards at 33, has 10 sacks. One more than he's had in his entire previous 9-year seasons, as I've mentioned in other episodes. And to think the Bills signed him for special teams and this guy wasn't even a lock to make the roster in the offseason. Just really cool story. Then there's linebacker Zach Brown, whose 89 tackles put him atop the entire NFL. He's another guy who was signed largely for depth, and if it wasn't for free agent exits and offseason injuries, would still likely be riding the bench. So great to see guys like that succeed.
Well, we appreciate you bringing some good into this morning, but we can't let you go without touching on maybe just a little bit of bad.
Can we just talk all good? No, no bad. But I guess we can't stay positive. They are 4-5 after all, and if I must start with the two obvious letdown, which is their record, and their brutal AFC record, which is really going to make it almost impossible to crack their historic playoff drought absent a 6-1 or 7-0 record. And while they have a number of flaws, they're really highlighted due to poor quarterback play. Bills fans are rooting for Taylor. He can be exciting and certainly a feel-good story on his own as a backup looking to prove he could be a starter. But the results are coming in that he's just not in that class. He's 24th out of 32 in passing yards and 21st in overall quarterback rating. His numbers are increasingly indicating that he is, in all likelihood, a really good backup in this league. And his job isn't going to get any easier with center Eric Wood out for the season. And this isn't the only problem that's plagued the Bills in their drought, but has actually been a problem throughout their franchise history. Barring the Kelly and Kemp days, I suppose, and some might push for Joe Ferguson, the Bills have been uncommitted to solidifying the most important position in sports. And in fact, I took a look into this, and the Bills are one of two teams in history that have never drafted or had been involved in a draft day trade that gave them a quarterback in the top 10. And multiple teams have used multiple top 10 picks at this position throughout the years, but only the Bills and Vikings have never taken a single one, and both are still without a championship.
Thanks for reminding me of the ultimate bad news in that regard. All right, so we still have 7 games remaining in this season. Let's look ahead. What does the rest of the season hold?
The future. I can see 3 more wins for this team is what I'm going with. And just, they have a tough schedule. It's not a knock to say that they're really bad. I think they're mediocre. It's not going to be easy. And if that comes through, they'll be 7-9. I know people are probably getting sick of this, but even if they exceed expectations with 5 of their last 7 wins, they're going to be 9-7 and still almost definitely out of the playoffs. So with either result, it won't be bad enough to go for a full-scale rebuild with elite top of the draft talent, and won't be good enough to challenge for anything more than boosting their own stat lines. So barring anything disastrous, my view is they're still just treading water, and I expect the Pegulas to probably stick with the current regime for one more year. Then again, that's the thing with billionaires. You just never know what they're going to do. We'll find out soon enough.
Appreciate you stopping in for Beyond the Playbook. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jay.